Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Heather Perez, and she is the Executive Director at Community Learning Connections in Tecumseh. So we're going to be talking about all the different things that you do, Heather, with the students in the Tecumseh School District.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. We're very excited. We're entering our 25th year serving Tecumseh Public Schools and their students. We have a lot of programming that we offer the school. It's really centered around social-emotional learning and bringing in resources that the teachers just really don't have time to coordinate.
Exactly. So are these programs ones that happen throughout the day then while they're actually in classes? Are they before school, after school type activities?
We have a little bit of everything.
Okay.
We have site coordinators that are positioned in all of the school buildings doing a lot of different things throughout the day. And then we also do after-school programming. We have summer programming. We do a lot with peer-to-peer. We do the provision of basic need items. So
okay.
We hand out 100 Friday food packs every week to kids that are food insecure. So we just sneak it in their backpack. A lot of those things that I kind of liken it to having an extra mom in the building that's just kind of looking out for those kiddos. We notice if they have holes in their shoes and we can get them new shoes and clothes. We can connect them to free eyeglasses and eye exams. We, of course, want to make sure that they're nourished over the weekend. We also work with several families throughout the summer with a bountiful summer read and feed. So we're just really making sure that those basic needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking out for the kids, whether at school, their social emotional needs as well.
So do you help identify the students then that need this kind of help, or is the referral come from the teachers in the different classrooms?
A little bit of both. We work very closely with administration, teachers, parents, and students to see where the needs are and where they fall.
Okay.
And then we get referrals pretty much from everyone.
So basically you're helping to fulfill, like you said, those gaps to help the students excel a little bit more with their studies. And social and emotional growth is huge in the schools, and anti-bullying, I'm assuming.
Yes. We actually partner with the Attorney General's office and offer cyber safety training, not only for students and teachers and administration, but also for the community.
Okay.
And our anti-bullying efforts and suicide prevention efforts are pretty active across the board. We also run junior SAD programs, Students Against Destructive Decisions.
Okay.
We really recognize that the social-emotional aspect of their learning is almost as important or as important as the academic piece.
Okay.
And in nurturing caring adults that are going to give back to their community, we are able to spend time really getting to know those kids and what's going on at home and doing what we can to just leverage resources. So we do work very closely with the providers in our community, everyone from DHHS to community mental health. And we coordinate with them to try to bring in services that our kiddos need.
There you go. And so how is Community Learning Connections, how are they funded then?
Well, we're kind of a hybrid. We do receive some money through the state through 31A at-risk dollars.
Okay.
We also have grants that we write in the community. And then we really rely on this generous community to help support us. We have three events a year. Our golf outing is coming up on September 27th. And that's another great way to support our organization.
And then the money there is used to buy materials then to help with the different classroom settings for the different support groups that you're using?
We do have a lot of programming needs, but a lot of the money that comes in is really just to pay for staffing.
Okay.
We do serve all six buildings. I have a grad coach that's at the high school that's there full-time throughout the school year. We have a site manager that's at Compass Learning Center working year-round every week. And then we have two program coordinators that do programming K-12.
Okay. So about how many students then are you serving, do you think, throughout the Tecumseh School District?
Well, about 2,800 students. We serve 99% of the student population.
Oh, my goodness. So that's a full
and
way.
Then some. That's why we leverage a lot of community resources and volunteers in the community to really help out.
Right.
We could not do that alone. And,
no.
And without the generosity of our community, we would not be able to continue to offer
So
these
what
programs.
Kind of opportunity then is there for volunteers? What kind of jobs or what kind of interaction do they have with the students?
Well, we have everything from being a lunch buddy to helping out with pen pals. We have peer-to-peer type things that we need help with, after-school homework help.
Okay.
A number of things, rolling readers, those kind of things. And then around our fundraising events as well, we need help with setup and tear down and all that good stuff.
All that fun stuff and finding sponsors.
Yes. I would never shy away from somebody who wanted to come help us fundraise.
What's the best way then for our listeners to find out more about how they can become connected and how they can help support?
Well, they can call us at 517-423-7574 or email at clc@tps.k12.mi.us, or they can find us on Facebook or on our website.
So they just look up Community Learning Connections
of Tecumseh.
Of Tecumseh, okay.
And you'll find us.
There you go. Well, Heather, we want to wish you and all the students and all your volunteers and helpers the best of success. I know it's a new generation and a new learning experience for the kids right now.
For all of us, as we start to really commandeer what social media means to everyone, it is forging new ground.
There you go. It is forging new ground. Well, thanks so much for joining us and sharing information then about Community Learning Connections in Tecumseh. Thanks,
Appreciate
Heather.
The opportunity. Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.